This is Senator Al Simpson. Some foreign companies who do big business in the U.S. are making lots of bucks, but not paying many taxes. In a moment, Ted Kennedy and I will face off. Ted, there are now a lot of foreign companies who do business in the U.S., and business has been good. Assets of foreign-controlled corporations grew 368% in the last decade to almost a trillion smacks. The problem is so many of these firms go to great lengths to dodge paying taxes. Using a little scam known as transfer payments, a foreign company overcharges its American subsidiary for the product it sells to them, then siphons off profit to some other country where taxes are lower. The IRS estimates that America is being ripped off $12 to $50 billion in unpaid taxes each year by these foreign firms. Ted, for once, why not support a plan that sees that the Treasury Department gets the resources to go after these foreign companies who want open access to America but don't want to pay for the privilege? I say, nail them.
Al, tax evasion by foreign corporations operating in the United States through subsidiaries has been a festering problem for years. Japanese, Korean, German, British, and Canadian corporations are cooking the books and avoiding their U.S. taxes. They're making billions of dollars in U.S. profits, often without paying a penny in taxes. A study by the House Ways and Means Committee of 18 U.S. firms distributing foreign electronics products found $116 billion in sales over a 10-year period, but a tax rate of only half of 1%. You conveniently ignored part of the problem, Al. In the Reagan years, the administration cut back deeply on the IRS, refusing to give it the resources to stop these abuses. Before we ask the American people to pay any higher taxes, Al, let's give the IRS the help it needs to stop foreign corporations from ripping off the U.S. Treasury. This is Ted Kennedy. Senator Al Simpson and I will face off next on his atrocious environmental record. Tune in tomorrow on the Mutual Broadcasting System.